God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Truth About Temptation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How about turning with me this evening to the book of Hebrews? Hebrews 4, verse 14. He said, seeing then that we have a great high priest. Somebody say, great high priest. Great. Who is he? He's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. Or some translate that confession. Does Jesus work with what we say? Yes, he does. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You hear people saying, people that don't know God, you know, if there is a God, they say, how would he know about our little pitiful lives down here? Or would he even care? Yes, he cares. Amen. And he is touched with the feelings of our weaknesses. And it goes on to describe why. How many know that he keeps track of even every hair on your head? Well, if he keeps track of that, then he keeps track of everything in your life. He knows and he cares. Don't believe the devil's lies. He goes on to say, we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, what's the specific time of need he was referring to in this passage? The time of temptation. Do you need something when you're tempted?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you do. Did you know Jesus, it said he was tempted in all points like as we are. And the scripture says, you know, when he was led into the wilderness and tempted 40 days and nights, that there was a period there where there appeared an angel strengthening him and helping him. Well, even Jesus needed help, didn't he? And God sent him supernatural strengthening that enabled him to do what? What's going on out there for those 40 days and nights? He's being tempted. We're told three of the biggest major things he was tempted in. And he needed strength and help to do what? To resist the temptation and not yield. Not give in. So he must have been pulled. Now, we know from this scripture, Jesus was tempted. That's almost a foreign thing to many churches and many Christians. They don't even like for you to say it. Because even though it hasn't necessarily been spoken out loud, the implication is that Jesus is too holy and pure to be tempted. Well, he was and is holy and pure. But he was also tempted. In all points, just like us. Now, I've gone over it again and again, but I'm going to keep going over it because it's so important. We need mind renewal in this area. Is it a sin to be tempted? No, because Jesus never committed sin. He was tempted in all points like us, yet without sin. Proving it's not a sin to be tempted. The sin occurs when you yield to the temptation. When you enter into the temptation, as other scripture says. The reason I say that is because the enemy has millions of believers convinced that they are substandard and inferior because they are tempted. That something is internally wrong with them because they're tempted to do stuff that's not right. And he'll bring thoughts to your mind. And he'll bring suggestions and feelings to you. And then if you yield to the thought and you're sitting there thinking about it or considering it, and part of you is interested in it and wants to do it, then he'll come and say, look at you. Supposed to be a Christian. Thinking about this. Looking at this. You're a pitiful excuse for a Christian. Are you even saved? We got millions of Christians in all kind of condemnation simply because of the temptation. Should you feel condemned because you were tempted? Should Jesus have felt condemned because he was tempted? If Jesus was tempted, why would we think we're inferior when we're tempted? How many believe the scripture, Jesus was tempted? In how? Just like us. In all points. Go to the second chapter, please. Let's read this and remind ourselves because it all goes together. Chapter 2, verse 14 of Hebrews. Says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Jesus, if you read the first chapter that goes with this, he was differentiating Jesus from angels. Jesus did not take upon himself an angelic form. He took upon himself what form? Flesh, there it is right there, right? Flesh and blood, just like who? Just like me and you. Keep reading, it goes on to say, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. That's us. Wherefore in all things, how many things?
All things.
Tell me again, how many things?
All things.
In all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. That's us. How many things was he made like us?
All.
How many ways was he tempted like us?
All
means what?
All.
So then he wasn't just partially like us. In all ways, in all areas, he was made and he experienced everything that we do. Every temptation. Every feeling of weakness, every pull to do wrong, he experienced it all, just like us. Yet, without sin. He never gave in, never yielded, proving you don't have to. Because he did it as a man, not as God. Though he was God, is God, he didn't operate as God in this, he operated as a man. He was made like other men, Philippians says. Now, it goes on to say, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or to help them that are tempted. Now, I don't know whether you've thought much about it or read much about it or not, but there are whole groups of theologians that don't agree with what we've said already here tonight. Oh no. Jesus could not be tempted to lie. Jesus could never be tempted to commit fornication. Jesus could never have been tempted to disobey God. Never. No, could not be. Well, then he wasn't like us. You can't have it both ways. How many with me now? If he's never been tempted to sin, then he's not like me. He's not like you. If he's never been pulled to do something wrong, then how can he relate to me? How does he know? Somebody said, well, he's God. He could know. No, I'm quoting you the argument that's in the scripture.
Yes, sir.
It's telling us this is how and why he is a merciful and faithful high priest, because he has been here. He has done it. He's experienced it all and overcame it all. And because of that, he can help you and me, no matter what it is. And I know people have done it before. They've looked up and go, God, you just don't understand. You don't know what it's like to be a man like me. Yes, he does. He knows exactly what it's like. He's been here. He's experienced it all. And did not cave. Did not yield. Proven it could be done. And he is the standard that every man and woman is going to be measured by and judged by. That's why we have to repent when we do miss it, when we do sin. If we couldn't help it, if it wasn't our fault, we shouldn't be held accountable. We shouldn't have to repent. The reason we have to repent is because we didn't have to fall. We could have resisted. Now, some people will try to convince you, I did my best. It was just bigger than I could take. No, I'm sorry. The Bible says otherwise. The Bible says there's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above what you're able, but will, with the temptation, make a way of escape. Glory to God. I have to believe that. And then I got Jesus I'm looking at, who never gave in, proven it could be done. Hallelujah. Somebody say, he's my hero. And when you grow up, who are you going to be like? Just like him. And if we're going to be like him, we got to quit falling. We got to quit yielding. Now, even when you say that, you got whole camps that'll teach us and tell us, oh, you're just old sinners. Saved by grace, but you're just still old sinners. And nobody can make it through a day without just sinning, because you're just an old sinner. No, study the Bible. You can't be both. You were an old sinner. Now you have been saved by grace. The Bible calls you saints. Have you missed it? Oh yeah. But thank God for the blood. By the blood, you can be clean, even though you have missed it. But if we keep on yielding to temptation every day or every other day, we're going to stay in a low level of living the Christian victorious life. Oh yeah, we're saved, and you know, when we die or when he comes, we'll go to be with him. But we will have been robbed of the highest life we could have had. And I'm not willing to do that. How about you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overcoming Temptation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. The offer number is R903E. That's R903E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.